The question of the day is, why should we trust God? Why? Why should we put our faith in God? Why should we believe Him? What's the reason for that? And the answer, very simply, is because God is faithful. That's the reason why we should trust Him. When we say that God is faithful, what does that mean? It means that whenever He says something, He does it. Every time. That's what it means. And therefore, I can put my faith in Him because He is faithful. It means that He is trustworthy. It means that He is reliable, dependable. We all know people who say, I will do this, and then they don't do it. Or I will be there at this time, and they don't come. And so if there's something really important that you need, you're like, I don't know if I'm going to ask them because I don't know if I can trust them. But that's the difference between us, who are all sinful, and we all have lied, and we all break our promises. That's the difference between us and God. God is always faithful. When He says something, He means it. In Psalm 89, He speaks of His faithfulness, and He says, His faithfulness is established like the sun and the moon. Think about that for a moment. God's faithfulness is like the sun and the moon. Let me ask you a question. Is anyone here not sure whether the sun is going to go down tonight? You know it's going to go down. Is anyone here who doubts that the sun is going to come up tomorrow morning? No. You know that's going to happen. There's no question about it. Even if it's cloudy tomorrow and you don't see it, it's there. The sun is going to come up tomorrow. And God says, that is what my faithfulness is like. When I say something, there is no chance in the world that it may not happen. Maybe something will go wrong. God is faithful and does everything that He has said He is going to do. And therefore, it would be foolish to not trust God. Has God ever said anything that He didn't? Has He ever given a promise that He didn't keep? No. So why wouldn't you trust Him? It is sinful and foolish to say, I don't trust God. Has He ever lied? Satan has lied. He lied to our first parents right from the beginning. And that's what we've been like, but that's not what God is like. Now, we could look at so many scriptures. It's throughout the entire Bible. There's not one passage where you can look at and say, well, this is about the faithfulness of God. It is throughout the scriptures, from beginning to end. It is the history of God's faithfulness again and again. He says, I'm going to do something, and He does it. And He says it, and He does it, again and again. For example, Psalm 36 says, your faithfulness reaches to the clouds. It's that great. In the book of Revelation, chapter 19, it speaks of Christ. And John says, I saw the heavens opened, and there was a white horse. And he who rode on it, his name was Faithful and True. That's who Christ is. Now, there's many passages that we could look at, but I would like to read you one passage from 2 Timothy in chapter 2. This is what Paul has to say. In 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 11, he says, this is a faithful saying. For if we died with Him, we shall also live with Him. If we endure, we shall also reign with Him. If we deny Him, He also will deny us. If we are faithless, He remains faithful. He cannot deny Himself. It doesn't matter how many people in the world don't believe in God. It doesn't matter how many people in the world say, I don't believe God's promises. It doesn't make any difference. God is still faithful. God is not going to say, you know what, I changed my mind. He's not going to say, you know what, I don't want to be God anymore. I don't want to do anything anymore. He cannot deny Himself. He can't take back what He's already said. When He says something, that's it. It is in His very nature to be true. He is the truth. God cannot lie. Titus chapter 1 says that. Titus chapter 1 says God cannot lie. It is against His nature. If He lied, He wouldn't be truth anymore. He wouldn't be faithful anymore. He wouldn't be God anymore. So we must trust Him because He is faithful. His God's faithfulness is not dependent upon anything else. You see, what we often do is, let's assume you have two people, and one makes a promise to the other, and then this one makes a promise to him, and they both promised something to each other, and then the one goes off and breaks his promise. Oftentimes, what we do, if we're this person, we say, well, if they broke their promise, then I'm going to break my promise too. Really? Is that how it goes? So if someone else lies, that means that it's okay for me to lie too? If someone else breaks his promise, I can break my promise too? God is not like that. God says something, and that's it. That's it. God has never broken a promise. Now, someone may argue and say, I understand that God is good and holy, and He makes promises. I understand that, okay. But what if God is not able to keep His promises? What if God does not have the ability to keep His promises? For example, you say to someone, I will be there at such and such a time. And let's assume that there's a bus strike, and you don't get there. Maybe you get sick, and you don't get there. Maybe you get hit by a bus, and you don't get there. Maybe you die. You don't get there. You had promised something, and you were perfectly willing to do it. You were honest, but you weren't able to do it because you're not in control. You're not in control of all the circumstances around you. So someone may ask, what if God cannot accomplish His promises? I trust that He is honest, and I trust that He wants to do it, but what if He is not able? Then what? Well, here's the answer. That is impossible because God has absolute power and absolute authority over everything. Over all things. You say, I was late because the bus was late. I don't have control over that. But God does. Maybe there was a huge storm and the streets were flooded and I couldn't make it there. God is in control of the weather. There is nothing that can stop God from His purposes. So if He promises something, who's going to stop Him from doing it? What is going to get in His way? There's nothing. Nothing can stop God from being faithful. In fact, I would like to read you a passage in Isaiah chapter 46. This is what God has to say about Himself. He says, remember the former things of old, for I am God and there is none other. Declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times the things that are not yet done. Saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. God has absolute control, and He will do what's right. Calling a bird of prey from the east, the man who executes my counsel from a far country. He says, whether it's a bird flying across the sky, or a man coming from a far country, I got control over that. I have control over that. And this is how he ends the verse. Indeed, I have spoken it, I will also bring it to pass. I have purposed it, I will also do it. When God says something, that's it. No one can stop Him. You see, I may want to do something. I may promise you something and be more than willing to fulfill it. But if someone strong comes and stands in front of me, maybe he'll prevent me from doing it. Because he's stronger than me. But no one is stronger than God. And he says, in Job chapter 42, Job says, I know, Lord, that no purpose of yours can be withheld from you. If you've decided to do something, no one can stop you. What's the point of all this? Point is, if God says something, and He is true, and He is faithful, no one can stop Him from doing it. So you know, for sure, no matter what, that's the kind of God I want, who I can trust. Because when He says something, He does it. Someone else may argue and say, okay, I understand God is good and holy, and able to fulfill His promises. Great, that's good. But what if God changes His mind? What if God changes His mind? What if He promised something and then He says, I don't want to do it? He's God, right? He can do whatever He wants, right? How do you trust Him if He could just change His mind like that? What do you do? Well, the answer to that, again, is that is impossible because God does not change. God doesn't change. Malachi chapter 3. God says, I am the Lord, I do not change, and therefore you are not consumed. I don't change. God does not change in His being. God does not change His mind. If God says something, He is not going to change His mind. Think about it this way. Let's assume that God was planning on doing something, and then He changes His mind. All right? Let's assume that He has a better idea. That would mean that His previous idea was a bad idea. Right? He has a better idea than what He had. And so He changed His mind. That would mean that God wasn't that wise to begin with. Because apparently He can have a better idea now. But that's impossible because God is perfectly wise. Always has been and always will be. So why would He change His mind? He's never made a dumb decision. Someone may say, okay, well what if God had a good idea, but then He changed His mind and now it was a bad idea? Well, then that means that now God is not that wise. He's not making the right decisions. But that's not the case. God cannot change. And so, this is what we need to remember. Back to our original question. Why trust God? Why trust Him? For what reason? Because He is faithful. And He has the power to fulfill His promises. No one can stop Him. And He is not going to change His mind. Because He never changes. He never has a bad idea in order to change it. And if that's the case, why don't you trust Him? Is there any reason for not trusting God? It's foolishness. It's a sin to say, I don't believe God. Has He ever lied? You trust other people who we know they've lied before. God has been faithful for thousands of years. And He continues to be. That's why the Scripture calls Him a rock that you can stand on. He's immovable, unshakable. If you're standing on God, you're not going anywhere. So what are we to do as children of God? Well, first of all, we are to be faithful as Him. We say we want to be like Jesus, right? Jesus is faithful, and therefore we should be faithful. Just like when Jesus said, if you say yes, let it be yes. If you say no, let it be no. People shouldn't have to doubt you. If you're a Christian, people shouldn't have to doubt you. Because they know that you're like your Lord, who never lies. That's how we should be. Now, there are so many wonderful promises of the Lord that we could look at in the past. We could look at so much scripture. Abraham, Sarah, you're going to have a baby. I'm 100 years old. My wife is 90. I don't think she's going to be having any children anytime soon. They have a baby. God said so. Shouldn't have doubted Him. Joshua, you're going to get the land there. I don't know. They're giants. They're going to crush us. They're bigger than us. But they get it. Look at all the prophecies in the Old Testament about Christ. He's going to be born of a virgin. Did that. He's going to be born in Bethlehem. Did that. He's going to live in Galilee. Did that. He's going to do miracles. He is going to be betrayed by a friend for 30 pieces of silver. He's going to be crucified. He's going to be buried. He's going to rise again. This is all in the Old Testament. And God fulfills everything that He says. There is so much that we could look at. I didn't know where to start. As far as the faithfulness of God goes, the truthfulness. He says something and does it. But all these stories in the Bible, all of the things that we read about God's faithfulness, they are to make us trust Him more. So that we can trust Him fully, not just with our lives now, but with our souls, and say, There's never been anyone like that. And we are to take all the promises that He has given us. We see His faithfulness in the past, and we are to take His promises and hold them fast for the present and for the future. For example, we could sit here and name all the promises of God that we have, and we'd be here for a long time. I will never leave you nor forsake you. That's a promise. That's a promise that God made to His people. And so I can go through life not wondering if God is going to abandon me, because He'll be with me. God is faithful, and He says He will not let you be tempted more than you are able, but He will always find a way of escape. That's good news. That's a promise. And I know that when I am tempted for sin, God is there to help me avoid it. Romans 8:1. There is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. That's a promise. You don't have to fear the wrath of God anymore because Christ took it upon Himself. That's a promise. You don't have to fear the judgment of God because He judged His own Son for our sins. And we could go on. Philippians chapter 1. He who started a good work in you will finish it. That's a promise. This is good news. This is good news, knowing that Christ will get me through it. Those whom God foreknew, He also predestined. And those He predestined, He also called. And those He called, He also justified. And those He justified, He also glorified. If you're justified today, if you have been justified by Christ, it says you're going to be glorified. That's a promise. He can't go back on His promise. Let me tell you one more passage. If you have a Bible, 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Paul was on his missionary journey, and he went to Corinth. Now, Corinth was not the best place in the world. It was quite idolatrous. And so all the people there were against them. The Jews there were against them. They persecuted him. They took him to court. They were just making his life a big mess. And he said, "I'm going to leave. I'm going to leave. It's just no good here." And God spoke to him and said, "Don't leave, because I have many people in this city." And so he said, "Okay, God promised me that He was going to save a lot of people here. All right, I'll stay." And so he preached, and God was faithful, and many people in Corinth were saved, and the church in Corinth began. Now, Paul then leaves. He leaves Corinth, and what happens? A lot of the people there started messing up their lives a bit. If you read 1 Corinthians, it was not the best church in the world. They had a lot of problems. And Paul has to deal and address with all these problems. They were suing each other. They had problems with marriage. They had so many problems. But as he starts his letter, this is what Paul says to them. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Let's look at verse 4. He starts off. Now, this is not the best church in the world. They've been having a lot of trouble. This is what he says. "I thank my God always concerning you for the grace of God which was given to you by Christ Jesus, that you were enriched in everything, in all utterance and all knowledge, even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you." He says, testimony of Christ was confirmed in you. I was there, I saw you get saved. I saw the Holy Spirit work in your lives. I saw the change in your lives. I know you were saved. Verse 6, "even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you, so that you come short in no gift, eagerly waiting for the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ." Now verse 8 is very important. Speaking of our Lord Jesus Christ, "who will also confirm you to the end, that you may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ." Paul says to them, "I am convinced, I am sure of this thing. God will establish you to the end. I am sure that you will stand blameless before God in the end." How do you know that, Paul? "Because by looking at him, I don't see it. By looking at all the trouble that this church has, how they're fighting against each other, I don't see it. In fact, I think they're getting worse." Well, this is what Paul says in verse 9. This is why he believes that. God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Paul says, I know you're going to make it to the end. You know why? Because God is faithful who called you. God told me to stay here and preach. I saw God save you. I saw God change your lives. I saw the Holy Spirit give you strength. God promised that He was going to save these people. And so I am sure that you're going to make it to the end. How do you know, Paul? Because God is faithful. And I trust what He says. It's nothing in them. He's not like, I'm pretty sure you're strong in your faith. No, they weren't doing that well. But Paul says, God will get you through it. And that's how it is. We, as Christians, we often fall down and make a mess of things. We all do. But we can trust that we will make it to the end because God is the one who is faithful. Let me close with this. We could look at all these wonderful promises of God. But I would like to address those people who may not trust Christ. If there are people who have not given their life to Christ. God is faithful to keep His promises, not only in all the wonderful blessings that we look at. God keeps His promises not only concerning peace and comfort. God also keeps His promises when it comes to judgment and justice and punishment. And the Lord Jesus says that if you do not trust in Him, the wrath of God abides on you. That is a promise. God speaks of those who do not trust in Him and says that they will be cast out into outer darkness where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. That's a promise. But here's the good news. The good news is that even though without Christ you have no hope, and that is a promise, the good news is 1 John chapter 1 verse 9 says, if we confess our sins, He is what? Faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That's a promise. That's a promise. If you do repent and if you do turn to Christ, He will forgive you. That's a promise. Oftentimes you may sin against a person and you go to them afterwards and you say, I'm sorry, and they say, no, I'm not going to forgive you. Because they're unforgiven. They're unforgiven. A lot of people are like that. But God is not like that. He promises, if you repent, if you trust in Me, I will forgive you. And He is faithful to keep that promise. He was faithful to me with that promise. And I know a lot of other people who's been faithful with that. John chapter 6, He said, all who come to Me, I will not drive out. And that's a promise. If you trust in Christ, He will give you a new heart. He will make you a new creature. He will cleanse you from your sins. And that is a promise. All that you read in the Bible, God's Word, is a promise and it will stand. He is faithful, and therefore it would be foolish and sinful of anyone not to trust Him. So trust Him the rest of your life.